The John Daly Show. Politics.
Wow, you know, sometimes my overinflated optimism for our future gets cold-cocked, and it did this week. The Senate hearing for me was an eye-opener. Was it that Trump had lied? No. We all know presidents massage the truth for their own benefit. We also know the president, this one at least, takes it to a whole nother level. Was it that the Russians might have altered our elections? No, I doubt the Russians actually got into our voting machines and changed the votes. No, what bothered me is that we are no longer the nation I want us to be. All I saw on social media was more and more people sniping at each other, calling each other lefties or righties or communists or fascists. For the record, I resent all of that. Why? Well, because I encompass all of them. Plus, I think the majority of all of you encompass all of that, too. Look at my solutions for the country. Some of them are liberal, like massive investment in infrastructure and worker retraining. Others are very free market, such as massive tax reform. I would wipe out almost all deductions because I think they're a product of special interests. Others are very conservative. Now, I use the term a real conservative because a real conservative is more concerned about responsibility rather than rights. And when I talk about healthcare, I talk about individuals taking responsibility for their own healthcare, not relying on their boss, the insurance bureaucracy, or a government official. I am for freedom of religion. In fact, I have written numerous times how Christianity has formed the basis of an orderly society that we live in today. However, I use my God-given brain to realize that when religion bans contraception, it is not a good idea for an overpopulated world. So please, stop with the labels. All they do is separate us more. Look at another one of my solutions, repealing Citizens United. We need to stop all funding of political campaigns, or we need to stop any tax deduction for any political contribution. In other words, these so-called 501c3s are parading around as vehicles of free speech when they are really just items for legalized bribery from our lawmakers. Now, you could see it during the Senate hearings on Russian interference and Trump's tweets. On both sides, Democrats knew they had a chance to paint Republicans as corrupt. Republicans shockingly doubled down on leaks from the intelligence community that might have exposed Trump's connections to Russia. Sure, bringing it up is one thing, but doubling down as if that's the most important thing? They're more concerned about that than they were about the fact that a foreign government may have actually intruded in our election? That is pure money politics. That is a Republican who is worried about the fringe right primarying him in the future. Hey, I'm not saying it's just Republicans, but clearly the Republican corruption has worked far better lately, but maybe only until now. Now, I know many of you love rooting for one team against the other, and I talk a lot about this. Our politics, thanks to the media, has become more entertainment and sports biased. You have to break that. You have to start finding common ground, solving problems, and becoming Americans, especially when you're online. Social media is part of the media. You need to start acting like you are part of the media. Yes, Russia did not change our elections directly. There is no evidence they tampered with the voting booths. However, they were able to alter something far easier to penetrate, the intelligence of the American people. This is an indictment of Americans. We are stupid people. We are uninformed. We are people who can be easily turned with a lie. I see it all the time. I hear millennials wanting free college tuition, yet they never tell you who is going to pay for it or how it will help us as a nation. Then I hear the bigoted senior citizen who told me, "Obama better keep his black hands off my Medicare." Of course, that person has no idea that they have paid only one-third of what they will use of medical benefits in their lifetime. And they don't care that younger taxpayers are paying their medical freight today. And what's worse, using racial overtones fails to realize that we are becoming a nation that is more mixed. So please, stop and think what you are saying and what you're posting. You have an effect, and most of the time, it's not good. Just look at the people we put in office. We elect people whose main skill is getting money out of special interests and wealthy individuals who want something in return. That's not a skill. So over the past few years, I have started a practice on my sites and in my columns. I no longer refer to the president as the president. For instance, he's now just Trump. I no longer call senators, senator, or a congressman by that once reverent title. Now, I just use their names. I might mention which state they're from and that they're in Congress, but I will not give them any professional consideration. Why is that? Well, first, they don't deserve it. Most of them have gone out and gotten bribe money to put themselves in office. It is clearly reported they all spend one third of their time raising money from donors, not working for you and me. And second, these people are not above us. We are citizens of the United States, which means we are shareholders of this democracy. They, the lawmakers, they're beholden to us. It's not the other way around. However, as I hear and see many of you on social media screaming about left-right or communist, fascist, liberal versus conservative, I'm inclined to not call you real Americans. Please help me regain that unflinching optimism I had before this week.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.